So I literally had nothing coming in here, and it's questionable as to whether or not I've gotten anything in the meantime. But I took a roommate on about a few years ago. Could have been 5 years. It could have been one. We're just going to keep it real vague for my own protection. Anyway, when I was a younger man, I suffered from what the DSM might call James Woods-itis. And if you've ever seen a movie with James Woods in it, he's really good at getting really angry and intense for no reason, right? So I've recovered from that. It's taken about 10 years to do, but watched a lot of those James Woods movies and learned that was not the right way to go. So now I think of myself as a DSM, as a libertarian person, right? So if you're not killing anybody, sure, anything goes. Everything's good. So I got this roommate. We're going to call him Art. And this, I think I destroyed this mic. So Art moves in and to my house. He's a guy I've known for years. We both had interests in unique topics like conspiracy theories and all this kind of crazy stuff. So I figured this is a great, you know, way to base a friendship on. So he moves in, and I don't drink very well. I like to tell people that I suck at drinking because I do. I'm a two-drink fink. Two drinks, I'm done. I'm loud, probably not very funny, and I need to go to sleep, right? So this is just who I am. And so he moves in, and we're going to kind of dovetail off of the turkey theme. And I knew he had some issues in his life, but you know, he assured me that all of them were behind him and he'd taken care of them and everything's cool and under control. And I believed him because I'm a trusting guy. Yeah, that's just what James Woods is known for. But anyway, so he moves in, and we're coming to around Thanksgiving. I'm noticing a couple things. He's drinking a lot. He's going out, and he's drinking his head off, and he's coming home. And I don't even know what time, but I'm okay with it because I'm a libertarian. You're not killing anybody. You're not bothering me. My style has not been, you know, damaged in any way. No problems with the house. It's clean as can be. Everything's good. I'm like, this is great. And then I came back from Thanksgiving with my family. And, you know, we're going to kind of get a little frenzy here, if you know what I'm talking about. So I had brought back a bunch of turkey. And my roommate at the time was a vegetarian, because he didn't like the idea of eating animals, because he was really, really into animals. And so one morning I wake up, and I'm going about my day, and it's like, I think it might be Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I've got the cranberry sauce, I've got the mayo, I've got the turkey, I've got the stuffing, all from my mom back in the homeland, and I'm very excited about this. And I go in there, and it's gone. It's gone, and I'm like, I'm looking for Keith Morrison from Dateline to help me out with this, because this is a tragedy. As I'm ready to put all this together, and it's like, he thought he had turkey, and yet it was gone. But I never had to confront this roommate on anything, so I finally said to him, I said, hey, Art, I'm like, did you eat my turkey last night, or yesterday, or this morning? He's like, I said, because I don't think that's something you do, because you're a vegetarian. We're both not young people. We're like older, right? We're not like go out and get drunk people. But this was the rub, is, you know, sometimes people say they got things under control with substances and they don't really mean it. So the answer then became, so I said, why would you eat it? You're a vegetarian. He's like, I don't know, man. I was down at this bar and this guy bought me 5 shots, so you know I had to take them. And then I guess I must have eaten it, but I don't remember anything. And this became like a recurring theme for like the next year is, I guess this happened. I'm sorry. I don't know what I did. So the question I'll end with is, if you don't know that you did it, and you're sorry that you did it, are you really sorry? It's kind of like the tree in the forest falling. If no one sees that tree, did it really fall? And that's my story.